Chapter 28, The Police Patrol, Part 2. Words. Answered. Button. Cash. Cash register. Clever. Either. To. Also. Excuse. Excuse me. Glass. Gone. Men. Mine. Mobile. Opened. Phone. To phone. Pocket. Press. Protect. Rang. Ricochet. Robber. Robbery. Safe. Saw. Secretly. Seldom. Shopping center. Shot. Somebody. Stolen. Taken. Turned. Unconscious. Usual. Whose. Yesterday. Yet. Yours sincerely. The Police Patrol, Part 2. Next day, Robert and David were accompanying Frank again. They were standing near a big shopping center when a woman came to them. "Can you help me, please?" she asked. "Sure, madam. What has happened?" Frank asked. "My mobile phone is gone. I think it has been stolen." "Has it been used today?" the policeman asked. "It had been used by me before I went out of the shopping center," she answered. "Let's get inside," Frank said. They went into the shopping center and looked around. There were many people there. "Let's try an old trick," Frank said, taking out his own phone. "What is your telephone number?" he asked the woman. She said, and he called her telephone number. A mobile telephone rang not far from them. They went to the place where it was ringing. There was a queue there. A man in the queue looked at the policeman and then quickly turned his head away. The policeman came closer, listening carefully. The telephone was ringing in the man's pocket. "Excuse me," Frank said. The man looked at him. "Excuse me, your telephone is ringing," Frank said. "Where?" the man said. "Here in your pocket," Frank said. "No, it is not," the man said. "Yes, it is," Frank said. "It is not mine," the man said. "Then whose telephone is ringing in your pocket?" Frank asked. "I do not know," the man answered. "Let me see, please," Frank said, and took the telephone out of the man's pocket. "Oh, it is mine," the woman cried. "Take your telephone, madam," Frank said, giving it to her. "May I, sir?" Frank asked, and put his hand in the man's pocket again. He took out another telephone, and then one more. "Are they not yours either?" Frank asked the man. The man shook his head, looking away. "What strange telephones!" Frank cried. They ran away from their owners and jump into the pockets of this man. And now they are ringing in his pockets, aren't they?
Yes, they are, the man said.
You know, my job is to protect people.
And I will protect you from them.
Get in my car, and I will bring you to the place where no telephone can jump into your pocket.
We go to the police station, the policeman said.
Then he took the man by the arm and took him to the police car.
I like silly criminals, Frank Strict smiled after they had taken the thief to the police station.
Have you met smart ones? David asked.
Yes, I have. But very seldom, the policeman answered, because it is very hard to catch a smart criminal.
Meanwhile, two men came into the express bank. One of them took a place in a queue. Another one came up to the cash register and gave a paper to the cashier. The cashier took the paper and read,
"Dear Sir, this is a robbery of the express bank. Give me all the cash. If you do not, then I will use my gun. Thank you. Sincerely yours, Bob."
"I think I can help you," the cashier said, pressing secretly the alarm button.
"But the money had been locked by me in the safe yesterday. The safe has not been opened yet. I will ask somebody to open the safe and bring the money, okay?"
"Okay, but do it quickly," the robber answered.
"Shall I make you a cup of coffee while the money is being put in bags?" the cashier asked.
"No, thank you, just money," the robber answered.
The radio in the police car P07 began to talk.
"Attention all the patrols. We have got a robbery alarm from the express bank."
P07 got it, Sergeant Strict answered. He stepped on the gas up to the stop and the car started quickly. When they drove up to the bank, there was no other police car yet.
"We will make an interesting report if we go inside," David said.
"You guys do what you need, and I will come inside through the back door," Sergeant Strict said. He took out his gun and went quickly to the back door of the bank. David and Robert came into the bank through the central door. They saw a man standing near the cash register. He put one hand in his pocket and looked around. The man who came with him stepped away from the queue and came up to him.
"Where is the money?" he asked Bob.
"Roger, the cashier has said that it was being put in bags," another robber answered.
"I am tired of waiting," Roger said. He took out a gun and pointed it to the cashier.
"Bring all the money now," the robber cried at the cashier. Then he went to the middle of the room and cried, "Listen all, this is a robbery. Nobody move."
At this moment, somebody near the cash register moved. The robber with the gun, without looking, shot at him. Another robber fell on the floor and cried,
"Roger, you idiot! Damn it, you have shot me!"
"Oh, Bobby, I did not see that it was you," Roger said. At this moment, the cashier quickly ran out.
"The cashier has run away and the money has not been taken here yet," Roger cried to Bob.
"The police may arrive soon. What shall we do?"
"Take something big, break the glass, and take the money. Quickly," Bob cried.
Roger took a metal chair and hit the glass of the cash register. It was, of course, not usual glass, and it did not break.
But the chair went back by ricochet and hit the robber on the head. He fell on the floor unconsciously.
At this moment, Sergeant Strict ran inside and quickly put handcuffs on the robbers. He turned to David and Robert.
"I did say, most criminals are just silly," he said.